So we've all heard about this Pfizer document, which is one of many documents that have come out recently of the side effects. And this was buried. They didn't want to release this for 75 years. At the end of it is the famous 9 pages of side effects that they saw. So this is Appendix 1, list of adverse events of special interest that they wanted to keep secret from the public, But for me, I look at this, it's a little confusing. And so I went ahead and put it in a bullet point list form. I did this myself. I just copy and pasted everything here and then kind of manually put it in a bullet point list. And this makes it easier to identify each adverse event. And just makes it easier to digest a little bit. And I counted these up. I got 1,293 adverse events. And this is how many? This is 31 pages. There you see, 31 pages. There's about 42 adverse events on each page. And this is what I got. I saw someone else had 1,291, so whatever, it's close enough. In fact, you could just round it off to 1,300. Of course, the last one here is Zika virus, which affects fertility. But there's all kinds of interesting adverse events here. Oh, look at all kinds of different herpes. The old days, you used to get these differently, but nowadays, you just go get the injection at the shopping mall. Get your herpes that you've always wanted. Yeah, there's almost one full page of herpes. A lot of these things, I don't even. There's some more herpes, some bonus herpes, cerebral, so you can mess up your brain, autoimmune disease, right? So there's all kinds of blood problems that happen as a result of these shots. Now, I'm not sure the technical term for blood clot. Is it thrombosis? Oh, here it is. All kinds of different types of thrombosis. Oh, look at this. Testicular autoimmunity. Yeah. You get some of that combined with your herpes. You can create all kinds of strange creatures. Umbilical cord thrombosis. Yeah, there you go. Transverse sinus thrombosis. Transfusion-related alloimmune neutropenia. You almost have to go to medical school to understand these words. I mean, I got enough health problems as it is, but that brings us to the main point of this video, which I'm just kind of throwing some ideas out there. I don't have the answers yet. This is kind of a new topic for me. I'm not a doctor or anything, but I started thinking about the blood. These are some more of the side effects. Notice it talks about blood. I came across a video which kind of then brought me to this book by Thomas Cohen, Cosmic Heart. So, there it sounds a bit new agey, to be honest, this whole thing, but cosmic is a word, it's a Greek word, it just means world. But it's talking about blood, like the heart may not be what we think it is, and even blood itself may not be what we think it is. But some of you may have seen his videos talking about what he thinks the heart is and what the blood is and all this stuff. And I don't have all the answers, but blood is an important part of all religions, really, in the ancient pagan religions and even the biblical religions, the Old Covenant, the New Covenant. Blood is a very important theme throughout the Bible, actually. So what is blood? Why is it so important? Why is it all over the place in the Bible? Why are covenants sealed with blood? What is blood? Like, I think blood might not be what we think it is. In fact, the Bible almost says that there is a kind of spiritual quality to the blood. And then, of course, the pagans would subvert that and use it for magic and witchcraft, sorcery, otherwise known as pharmakia, right? So we got the pharmakia shot causing all kinds of blood problems. So what are they doing to our blood? What is blood? And if they know, if these people in the pharmakia industry, I'm sure they know what blood is, right? More than we do. And it's possible they know how to manipulate the blood and change the blood in ways that we can't even dream about, right? Because we don't know what blood is, but they do. And so they're injecting us with stuff, and blood clots and heart problems are one of the main side effects, right? So they're doing something to people's blood. Kind of related to what I've talked about before with pharmakia, which is pharmaceuticals, drugs directly related to sorcery, witchcraft, magic, all that kind of stuff, Satanism. And they're injecting magic potions, otherwise known as poison, that's poisoning the blood, which then causes all kinds of problems, right? So now I could find a variety of news articles about blood clots, but this is the first one that came up on my search. This is probably not even real, to be honest. Probably what this is, because these people are agents of propaganda, right? They're influencers. They're just spreading deception. That's their job. And they happen to sing and dance. I don't even know what this person here does, the male to female on the right. You know, pretty much obvious, you know what's going on there. A smooth one. Long hair, female dress, female-looking fake boobs, and female-looking hairlessness on the body. Smooth, right? Now, these trannies are the smoothest people you're ever going to see because it's a man, right? So if a man is trying to pass as a woman, they cannot let any of their hair remain. I'm talking about body hair, right? Because men have a lot of body hair on their arms, especially, and legs. So they have to get rid of all of it, right? Whereas a real woman can have some body hair because it's not that thick, right? You don't even really notice it, but it's there unless they remove it or something. But women have body hair, which I guess some remove it, some don't. It's usually not noticeable. But real women will have some body hair on their arms or something. But the trannies have to get rid of all of it. Otherwise, it would be too obvious, right? So they're completely hairless across their entire body. Like, this is what professional swimmers do, right? So, in fact, there's that clip of that talk show host telling Meghan Markle that he looks like a dolphin or something. You know, it's a little inside joke they do, right? And they also look demonically possessed, right? Or maybe they're just on drugs. But what are drugs? Pharmakia, right? Pharmakia. MK Ultra, that involves pharmakia. Look at these people. Are they stoned out of their mind, or are they just, are they demons inhabiting this body? They look like aliens, man. And this guy probably, you know, FTM, a little bit of forehead cement, not too much. Small nose, right? Real men are kind of jagged looking. They don't look pretty. Real men are not symmetrical. This one is a male skull. This one probably is a female augmented by some enhancements here. You know, all they do is put cement, really, forehead cement, and they augment the jaw. That's all they do, man. And then all the scar tissue is inside the mouth. Or up here on the forehead cement thing, they peel back the skin up here, and then the scar tissue is underneath the hair. So that's part of the thing. This is a huge multi-billion-dollar industry. All the scar tissue is hidden. And, of course, the classic giveaway that's almost too simple, a lot of people miss it, and it almost sounds kind of stupid if you say it, but the so-called females are always taller than the men, right? In all these celebrity couples, right? So it's like, yeah, okay, that's not 100% evidence, but it's a trend. Most of the so-called wives or girlfriends are taller than the so-called men. And once in a while, you'll see that in real life. Very rarely, though. Very rarely. But it theoretically could happen. You don't see it too much at all. But you always see it with the celebrities. You always see it. But then, of course, the real clincher is the bone structure, you know. So I don't even really know what this person does, but it's a demonically possessed transgendered entity that has a blood clot. Supposedly. Look at this loaded language, right? It's worried, sick, and traumatized. And so what this probably is just propaganda to spread the message that blood clots are normal. They're trying to normalize these things, right? Oh, yeah, you know. Everyone gets blood clots in their brains these days. You know, that's just kind of a thing that happens now. It's just no correlation to the injection. You know, it's just a trend. You know, it's trending. It's trending on Facebook. You know, oh yeah, did you hear that? You know, my classmate got a blood clot. Oh yeah, well, so did Hailey Bieber. You know, and oh yeah, it's kind of cool. In fact, if you get a blood clot, you're cool. You really sacrificed one for the team. You know. And look at those people who didn't get the injections, you know, they didn't do their part for society. They didn't get the certificate of sacrifice. blood may not be what we think it is. And if you think about the Bible, or any religion for that matter, they make a big deal out of blood, right? The occult, they use blood in certain ways, right? Very important stuff for the occult. They drink it, or they spread it all over themselves, or who knows what they do with it. And in fact, we do know that the pagans would drink the blood, right? Because in the Bible, they're told not to drink the blood. But they did use blood to cleanse the temple sacrifices. Now, they killed all those animals, but they ate most of them. You know, they ate most of those animals that they killed in the Israelite temple. But they spread the blood around to cleanse the temple. It was a cleansing agent, according to Jacob Milgrom, a cleansing agent. So the blood has the spiritual cleansing properties. And then it says the life is in the blood, right? So now they're injecting stuff into our blood, blood clots, and it's affecting the heart, right? So I think what's happening is they know something about the blood that we don't. They know what the blood really is, and that's why they're targeting the blood. And you're seeing all these blood clots and strange parasitic things and people having strokes and heart problems. You know, it's the blood. They're changing the blood. And if you change the blood, you change the life, you change the spirit. The life is in the blood. They're changing the life. They're hijacking the life. It's like a vampire kind of stuff. All right, now I got one more section I would like to read here. Finally, the identification of blood with life clarifies its function in the sacrificial system. It has been established that the animal's blood is the ritual detergent, cleansing agent, in the hatat sacrifice, which is just one, you know, one of the Levitical sacrifices. The blood daubed on the altars or aspersed inside the shrine purges the sanctuary of its accumulated impurities. Now we are in a position to grasp its rationale. Impurity is the realm of death. Only its antonym life can be its antidote. Blood, then, as life, is what purges the sanctuary. It nullifies, overpowers, and absorbs the Israelites' impurities that adhere to the sanctuary, thereby allowing the divine presence to remain and Israel to survive. Very interesting. So there's some kind of spiritual quality. The life is the blood, right? Blood is the life. And then without blood, there's death. And now our bodies are the temple. They want to inject everyone on earth, all of humanity. They want to contaminate the human seed. Seed, gen, genesis, generation, genetic editing, gene therapy, the corruption of man, right? The corruption of the human seed, new genesis, right? Just like in that movie, Resident Evil movie. They're going to do a new flood and a new genesis. It's been done before. We'll leave the infrastructure intact. Although they might not even do that, you know. But recreate man in our own image. They say it right in that movie. Which is, by the way, a movie about a vaccine. They call it the T-virus, but the T-virus started out as a vaccine to cure disease. All right? That's what it was. The T-virus was actually a vaccine. It was the T-vaccine originally. The vaccine was promised to cure all diseases. So everybody had to get this vaccine, the T vaccine. But then, just like in that movie, I Am Legend, what happened is the vaccine caused the virus, and the vaccine caused the disease that wiped out humanity and turned everyone into a zombie. That Vin Diesel movie, Blood, what was it called? Bloodshot or Blood Clot? Blood Clot. Yeah. They know something about the blood. Blood is not what we think it is. The heart is not a pump. The blood shall be a sign for you, right? The Passover blood. Yeah, there's something. Blood is not just some liquid in our bodies, man. There's some really intense stuff going on with blood. Now, maybe there's been some studies on this. I need to research this more. I just came across this today. So this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. The new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, right? So you got the Eucharist or the communion, the blood. And the Catholics kind of take this to a whole new level, right? You know, we're drinking grape juice or wine, but symbolizes the blood of the new covenant. Why? Why blood, right? Why? What is it about blood that is used to create covenants? Covenant. That's the whole thing with God. We have to be in covenant with God. And in order to start a new covenant, we need blood. The blood of Jesus, right? The moon becomes his blood. The sea became blood. The blood of the martyrs. Towards the end of Revelation, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. So they're doing something to people's blood. My only conclusion from this video is, so far, is really that this just gives more, this is more evidence that what they're doing is the ancient practice of pharmakia, which is usually translated as sorcery. Most Bible translations and even other non-biblical references to that word in the ancient world would be translated as sorcery or witchcraft or magic. But there was always a pharmaceutical aspect involved in those practices anyway, right? So I think what we're seeing is pharmakia. We're seeing sorcery, magic, witchcraft involving drugs, medicine, pharmaceuticals being injected into people, and they want to inject this stuff into all of humanity. It's just kind of another way to look at what's going on now and asking a few questions.